fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 20th day of October, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, and we have with us Deputy Hendricks this morning. If you want to volunteer yourself, just send me an email. We'll get you right in here to do the pledge as well. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kurt. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well said, Deputy. You're probably aware of it, but I'm wondering if any of your coworkers or other people in the neighborhood are aware that the Florida Surgeon General now prohibits men under age 40 from getting the COVID-19 clot shot. Is that a topic of discussion among anybody you know, sir?
Not that I heard lately, but then I've been stuck in court and not able to mingle among my peers, I should say.
Roger that. You had a chance to do any testing while you were doing court duty of the people?
I did, and it does continue to show people being registered.
Have you told anybody else about this?
Just one of my other partners. He's former vet, Navy vet, and he's also doing bailiff work along with me.
What was his opinion or his when he found out about this that it was true? What was his response?
Well, he is also a qualified EMT. So on one hand, he was. You know, he was kind of surprised, but on the other hand, he wasn't, based on our discussions, because I share with him a lot of things that you and others talk about when we have a chance to just sit and chat.
Right. Any other updates we need to hear before you get away here, Deputy?
Well, if you don't mind, I do have literally the clot shot and a couple of boosters, and he literally has a clot on his brain.
Who is this again? You're cut out.
One of my cousins.
Oh, okay. All right. How old is this
gentleman? He's in his, I want to say about 33, 33-34.
Oh, my. The normal ways they deal with blood clots don't work for obvious reasons. It's not a normal blood clot. So at what point in treatment is he, if you know?
I know they're trying to determine how to treat it because, as you say, it's not the normal blood clot. They found that out already. And there are treatments they've tried to give him.
But, typically, they use various blood thinners to break up normal blood clots, which work. But
correct.
They already figured out this doesn't work.
Correct.
My goodness. Well.
Yes.
God, hang in there.
It's not the only one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not the only place. You know, it's happening all over. It's just, as you know as well as I do, and others. But it's someone you know. It's a little more personal, of course.
Right.
And one other thing, if you don't mind, we had our 50-year class reunion this past weekend for our high school.
Right.
And I want to share that out of 382, 130 made it to the reunion. 126 are no longer with us, and the balance either was too sick or could not be located to attend. And the reason I bring it up is out of the 130 that did attend, approximately 50% were what, as you've described before, were height, weight proportional.
Right, right.
And seemed in pretty good shape. The other half was some of them were already on using walkers, canes, were not height, weight proportional. So there was a significant difference. So I just wanted to share that about my class reunion. It was a good reunion, though, however, I had good weather and everything. So,
always good to see old friends.
Yes.
It's amazing. You can start up a conversation with an old friend right where you left off years before, can't you?
Yes, you can. And thank God for name tags after 50 years. Because I haven't seen some of them since we graduated.
We made name tags with photographs of what we our senior photographs, so to help people recognize each other.
That's what ours did. That's what the lady to put ours together did as well. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. And, of course, God bless and have a great day. And I'll talk to you next week. And, of course, kudzu is key.
Roger that. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Deputy, as always. And we have with us patiently waiting because he's such a patient guy, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the countertop gravity feed stainless steel water filter that we call the Ready Pure. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about
all
yourself?
Right? Yeah, me too. I'm glad I can't think past my 45th high school reunion. I don't want to think to 50.
Yeah. well, it's
sorry, guys. I'm going to hold out a little longer.
All right. Right. Well. Some of these classes, I know, some of the local high school classes, they have a monthly luncheon. Some have a bi-monthly luncheon. My class is having more frequent luncheons, it seems like, which is it's good. It's good to see everybody and get caught up. Kirk, as I mentioned a moment ago, the Surgeon General of Florida, which would be the top doctor of the state of Florida, is now saying that young men under the age of 40 should not get the COVID-19 clot shot. He's also recommending that children don't get it as well.
Right.
There's supposed to be a vote, I think today. The CDC has a board that makes votes on whether to move forward with accepting a vaccine for some purpose to make the COVID-19 clot shot mandatory for children to be admitted into the public schools. That vote, I believe, takes place today. I would love to be a fly on the wall and hear the discussions in that boardroom, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I like to focus a little bit, you know, on shooting. I mean, I'm not Sam Andrews by any means, but let's take some shots at where we think the enemy's going to be instead of where he is now. Because if we shoot where he is now, we're going to miss him. They're getting ready, it looks to me, to release another strain, which I can only imagine will be far worse than what we've seen to this point. That's number one. Number two, did you know that they have been developing things that can actually alter the viability of planted crops I mean, in a big way. I mean, the same thing that we see, you know, the COVID thing, maybe not what was, but what will be, how it'll affect, you know, the health, the same kind of a emergency five-alarm bell. They're doing the same thing to endeavor to destroy crops that are out there. And this has already taken place in different parts of the country, according to some articles that I read. And, you know, we're being attacked on at least six or seven different fronts that are very easy to see. I mean, COVID certainly is one of them. But I really feel like what we've witnessed to this point is more like the practice drill. And, you know, imagine if they come up with a strain that really does the things that we thought this other thing might when they released it, you know, based on those China videos that we saw where people were dropping on the street and bleeding out and that kind of thing. Imagine if we see something along those lines, how quickly it destroys the narrative that we like to talk about where people shouldn't get the shots and, you know, children shouldn't get the shot. I mean, everybody's going to want the shots at that point, at least the ones that are not really plugged in, you know, to the truth of what's going on. So, you know, back to the main story, you know, we're witnessing right now a serious depopulation attempt. And I think we're going to see that accelerate, you know, over the weeks and months. That's the only way that all these different things that are happening that are seemingly unrelated make sense, is that if they're working toward, you know, a very destructive end. And we're coming up on the 24th, you know, 4 days from now, which is when some of the top, you know, predictive experts are saying we're going to see some financial, you know, issues really start to take hold. So all of this is coming together right now here in the fall. We've got fuel prices becoming untenable. Again, we're going to see hard winters because of food costs, and then the lack of food is really going to start to kick in as we move toward the winter because of the things like the lack of fertilizer production and delivery, and a lot of the farmers, I think, have probably just given up, you know, many of the small ones because of the costs. And so it's going to be a very interesting time. And then you've got the Mississippi River drying up, right? I mean, that's your neck of the woods there.
Right, right.
They're talking about all that being shut down, you know, imminently as well.
Just yesterday, I drove over one of the tributaries of the Mississippi, which is the Merrimack River.
Right.
And I looked down as I went over the bridge, and I'm not quite sure, but I think I could have walked across it. There was gravel bars stretching across, I would say, 90% of the Merrimack River. The remaining 10% didn't look like it was too deep.
Wow.
That's a very large tributary that feeds into the Mississippi River just below St. Louis. And wow. It was the lowest I've ever seen it, quite frankly. Mike Adams made a very profound statement yesterday about the Mississippi. He says, when the barge traffic stops, America stops.
Right.
And that's not a flippant statement. That's very
no.
true.
No. And add to that, you know, what we've seen in the past with the trains and the issues there, and, you know, the breaking down of the general infrastructure of a lot of these things that were created were not meant to last more than 50 years. And now they're falling apart because of, you know, lack of maintenance, roadways and other things, bridges. So we're in real trouble right now. And I think it's really time. You know, I've been praying for the last year that my friends and family would stay safe, and that our business, you know, would continue. And God has answered all of those prayers. And now I think my prayers are going to turn more toward exposing, you know, what I feel is the enemy, and will encourage people to actually stand up and take measure and some kind of an effort. You know, we have the election coming up in just a few weeks, and there's talk now that Obama's going to head a special new area of the government that's supposed to judge the elections, or some such, you know, in New York we would say, you know, horse blank. And it's just, you know, I just can't believe that it's come to this point. And I know every week we say that, but, you know, now we have to look at the reality of what's going on. And we've got all this, you know, new technology, you know, being turned against us and everything else that's happening. Folks, if you're out there now and you haven't taken the time to really get prepared with the basic necessities that you need, food, water, and the things you need to protect those assets, now is the time to step up and do it. Because we may not be able to do it, you know, a week or two from now. I mean, if what comes to pass with the financial situation that's being predicted now for a long time, you know, round about the end of this month, if that comes, if any of that comes true. I mean, the financial situation is so shaky right now, you know, with the debt bubble being what it is, that really any kind of event could just trigger a complete shutdown, which means that you wouldn't have access to any money that you have that's digital. Everything we buy, everything we eat, everything we see is attached to credit in some form or another, whether it be our use of cards or the businesses that sell these products, how they buy. If the credit situation shuts down in this country, it's going to be devastating. And you know, for a long time, we're going to have to depend on what we have on hand. And I just want to encourage everybody, take those extra steps. It's getting serious now, and I think we have to, you know, behave seriously based on that. That's what I'm feeling very strongly, you know, this past week. And
well, I agree, Kirk, and you're not the only person making this prognostication about some kind of economic disaster on Monday the 24th, which is this coming Monday. Kirk, before I forget, I want to thank everybody for praying for my friend Tim Spencer, my webmaster. He returned home from the hospital yesterday. He was in ICU, unconscious on a ventilator for more than a week. With a heart infection not related to COVID or COVID vaccinations. And they sent him home. He's got antibiotics, IV, for about the next month to keep the heart infection down. But he's made it home, and I want to thank everybody for the prayers. And he'll be back in the saddle. Getting my website back up, hopefully in a day or two, no later than Monday, and getting the archives back up. Kirk, about 2/3 of my listeners listen on my archives on Rumble and Bardion. So we've had a dramatically reduced audience, plus my website's been down now since midnight Sunday night. And it's been a challenge, to say the least.
But yeah, Tim does a great job. We're so glad he's back. Yeah,
he does. So, yes, we'll get everything back to normal here in a few days. Going back to Deputy Hendricks and his cousin, a young man in his 30s with blood clots in his brain. I mean, that's crazy. And multiply that times a million. I just saw this morning something from the British government. The official records show that more than 60,000 people died in the first 6 months of this year, within 7 weeks getting a clot shot. More than 60,000 dead, and 60,000 sounds like a lot, but in England it's a whole lot because it's a much smaller country, isn't it?
Sure, yeah, it's terrible.
It is
terrible situation, folks. You got to maintain your health. You got to take the personal responsibility and really stand up. You know, and the self accountability. Nobody can do it for you, and you know, a lot of people are just killing themselves with their own knives and their own forks. And got to get rid of the junk and move more toward the live food. I know that I used to follow Jay Cordage all the time on TV, the Juice Man. And he would always say, you know, live food, live body, dead body. And now is the time to really fortify, you know, with those live fruits and vegetables like never before, because we need all of those nutrients and all that energy from those plants, you know, to fortify our own immune system, which is about the only way we can stand up to what we're going to see happen, what's happened already and what's going to continue to happen. We have to be fortified, and we have to put on the whole armor of God. And one of the ways to do that is by taking care of what we eat and drink. And, you know, I believe so strongly that, you know, both of my companies are based on, you know, wellness foods. And, of course, our water company, Water Revolution. We've got some excellent products to really make sure that you're drinking, you know, living, vibrant, clean water without having to rely on the crap that they sell in the grocery store, which is a modicum of disease-free but does not possess the energy that you need.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution. We're going to have you dial direct because we can't order anything off my website, at least today, and maybe another day or two. So if you want to order a high-quality countertop water filter, the ReadyPure, and get a $100 discount, you need to give Kirk a call because he offers a $100 discount on each piece of equipment when you go through my website, or if you let him know that you're getting it because you listen to Kirk and I on the radio. And what's that number to order those water filters, Kirk?
It's area code 336-525-1015. We'd love to meet you, love to talk to you, and we've got a lot of treats and goodies to let you know about.
Okay, sounds good. And the call number, you got a question or comment, is you can give us a call at 512-248-8252. You talked to people all over the country as part of your business, and what kind of things are people saying as you talk to them around the country?
I think that the vast majority of folks are confused, you know, what they see. I know that you were in that same class at some level that I was, you know, in the service where, you know, if the population is made to focus on six or seven different problems at once, they get so bewildered that they can't see the forest anymore from the trees. And you know, we've been witnessing this for more than a year since the onset of COVID. And so a lot of people are just confused. You know, they're not sure what to do, where to go. They're kind of like hovering on the fence, you know, in terms of, you know, throwing in the towel. And that, you know, all of this, of course, you know, by design. So, you know, we need to, I think at this point, we might need to get a little angry, you know, to actually move forward, you know, the way
right.
we need to.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how you feel about that, but, I you know, it's almost like the intellectual side of this thing is at this point well known by certainly the majority of all the people that call themselves conservatives or libertarians that are out there. And, you know, we're approaching that time where we're going to have to get serious at this point, because, boy, if some of these things tip, it's going to be, you know, it's like anything. I mean, the prevention is a lot easier than the cure. And I think that, you know, in order to do that, we have to ourselves be, you know, fortified and ready. And I think a big part of your show, John, is letting people know that it's time now to do that. You know, so all of the health products that are offered on John's site are there for a reason. I've participated in quite a few of them myself, and I can tell you they're all excellent. And you just can't do enough to really help, you know, your own health, because when these things go awry, the stress level is going to become so great that your immune system is going to get taxed anyway. And so it's really important, you know, to get fortified in every way that you possibly can. And I know you would agree with that, John, and I know you're a very
Absolutely.
Healthy guy. And your Simple Pump, by the way, should be shipping tomorrow.
Outstanding. Well, I'm looking forward to getting my Simple Pump and getting installed, testing it, make sure it works. We don't know what's coming. We know what the possibilities are.
Yeah, they're pretty extensive, aren't they?
Yes.
There's so much going on. So many ways that we can be hurt, you know, at this point. Because I think we're in an overall weak state, you know, including the military. I mean, I'm sure you would agree. I saw that another jet just crashed outside of Utah, one of those F-35s. And, you know, it's a scary time right now.
The most expensive jet fighter ever manufactured. You can't fly in a thunderstorm. That F-35.
How much was that thing? Was it
several? Hundreds. Each one is hundreds of millions of dollars. Right. I don't know. It's... We can, you know, with the magic of the internet, we can look that up pretty quick. But how humiliating, you know, every World War II fighter airplane could fly in a thunderstorm, but the most expensive jet fighter ever built can't. So let's see here real quick. Cost per plane, I'll have that momentarily.
Yeah, evil people making evil decisions, you know, designed for great profit, not necessarily, you know, integrity or honesty in the product. And you know,
each one is $80 million.
Wow.
For one airplane.
Wow.
One airplane. Yeah. $80 million. Yeah.
Filled with hundreds and thousands of small moving parts that are made by international contractors that may or may not be easily available.
Well,
or duplicable at this point, right?
Plus rare earth substances that only come from China.
Right. Right. Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Amazing.
It's all tied together. You know, it's all nested together. You know, one finger affects the other finger, you know, even if it's on a different body.
Now, flying at 1 hour, there's a cost for flying it also. Cost for flying at 1 hour is $42,169 for 1 hour of flight
time. If they don't drop a bomb.
Dropping a bomb is not part of the cost here.
It goes up if they do that, or they fire
no,
a bullet, I'm sure.
No. I can drop a bomb. It doesn't cost anymore. That's enough. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website's down. It'll be back hopefully by the end of the day tomorrow, no later than the end of the business day, Monday. In the meantime, I'm taking orders for energy cleaners and the Liberator rocket heaters the old-fashioned way. Just give me a call. If you need an energy cleaner, mattress pad to go with it, you already have an energy cleaner, and if you'd like to get a Micro Plus Throw, I can take care of it personally. Just give me a call. Winter is, well, pretty much here. We had a low temperature this morning here in my neighborhood in the 30s, and winter's here. So you want to stay warm and cozy and save money. Liberated rocket heaters are available. I was at the factory yesterday where I'm the executive vice president. We have a dozen plus Liberated rocket heaters all crated up and ready for shipment. As opposed to this time last year, running 3 to 5 months back orders. Just give me a call. I'll take care of those things for you. My number is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Dealing with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of whole house water filters. And Kirk, I was talking with Professor McCanny yesterday, and he's concluded that poisoning from water, poisoning with sodium fluoride and lead, is what's causing these youngsters to not be able to control their emotions and needing special rooms set aside in colleges. So when a have a tearful episode, they can go there and hold a teddy bear and cry. He's attributing that to fluoride poisoning, which is a major problem nationwide, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's been going on for years and years. I think that, you know, water is obviously the most, you know, solubilizing substance out there and a great method for delivering anything into the human body. I mean, we're 70% water, you know, by weight, over 90% water by molecular count, because water molecules are so small. And so the kind of water you drink and the way you drink it and how much you drink, very, very significant, you know, in the overall health picture. And I would add to that that I think that not only the water, but the other junk, you know, the sugary, fatty, pasty junk, you know, that children feed themselves with today and that parents allow, you know, the children to feed on is also responsible, you know, for this. And also just, you know, lack of you know, church on Sunday morning, I think plays a big role in it as well. And, you know, most parents have no idea how to discipline their children and have been taught to be afraid to do that, you know, because of being judged by other people. And, you know, maybe even like what child services, you know, might be called and all of these things. And that's created an issue, too, because children will do everything they can, you know, if they get away with it. And we see this over and over and over again. I see examples of it every day when I'm out, you know, in my travels, you know, going to the store or whatever. And children just, you know, they're not being disciplined, and they get away with whatever they want. They're being fed sugar and simple carbohydrates. And as Professor McCanny says, you know, bad water with chemicals, you know, that work on the emotions. Do you know, John, I read an article the other day that there's certain parasites out there that occur in nature. For example, there's parasites that can attach themselves to insects that cause those insects to climb to the top of grasses so that they can be moved, you know, with their diseases onto animals. I had no idea. So this idea that people can be manipulated, you know, by what's in the food and even with living organisms like parasites is absolutely true, including emotional control. And I wonder, you know, how much of what we have exposure to today through the air and the water and the food is designed to do just that. Because, I mean, it's a remarkable, I mean, you can't have a conversation with anybody, you know, under 25 that criticizes anything emotionally without them either refusing to participate or breaking down emotionally. And I see this over and over and over again, even with children that have been homeschooled that are, you know, church going children. You still see this, and it's because the food is just crap, and it's getting, you know, it's going to get a lot worse, you know, as we move forward. So stock up now while you can. I mean, that's my feeling.
Well, your filters, if a person has a whole house water filter and they have a public water supply with sodium fluoride in it, what do your filters do about the sodium fluoride?
Well, what happens is the only way to really get rid of, you know, a lot of these chemical compounds is with something like our Alka Purity system, because that's going to filter down, you know, to near 100% of any particulate, whether it be chemical, whether it be radiation. All of those things are removable with reverse osmosis. The problem is that drinking reverse osmosis water over time and distance is terrible for the body. Number one, it's very acidic. Number two, it winds up stripping minerals out of your bones, and the body can't exist without mineral content. So if you're drinking, you know, purified water over time and distance, you're going to have mineral depletion in your body. Number one. Number two, you're not getting any of the living energy that you need from a fresh moving stream or a fresh, you know, spring. And our recipe that we use in what we call our energized media solution, which we created back in 2010, is designed to provide that to the water. So our very best system is the Alka Purity. We have four or five different models of that, depending on your needs. One with a UV chamber, you know, one designed for like a doctor's office, which we have hundreds of doctors using every day in their office for their patients. And we have larger commercial dispensing systems as well, which are very reasonable. I mean, when you go searching for these commercial systems, If you have an interest in either adding a small water store to your existing business or in just having a delivery point, you know, for your neighbors or community, these systems are excellent for doing that. And when you compare our costs with other costs that are out there, it becomes very obvious that Water Revolution is the company you want to deal with. And then we've got the structuring water devices as well, built around a technology that we created called the Helix Energizer. And so, and those are a fraction of the cost of what you'd find elsewhere, and actually are stronger, better, and can be pressurized higher, and also have commercial production, you know, applications. So we've got a lot to offer. You know, check us out, give us a call, and you know, become a family member with us at Water Revolution. We would love to talk with you.
We have a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Maureen in Maryland. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning.
I have two things I wanted to... Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Ma'am. We hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay, I can't hear you very well. Hold on. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Too well.
We hear you fine. Go ahead, Maureen.
Okay. Kirk, what you were saying about the reverse osmosis, I can testify to that because for about a year, I was drinking that, and about halfway through, I was getting cramps in my legs and arms and back and feet, and the doctor's office, when I went in for a regular checkup and was telling them about that, they said it was dehydration, and they wanted me to get on, what is that, sports drink, and I said, no, thank you, because I'm pre-diabetic. Yeah.
Gatorade? Oh, that's so
yes,
horrible.
Yes, that's it. I know. And then they said, well, drink G2. And I said, no, that has sugar in it, too. So I got on the Internet, looked around, and Dr. Eric Berg, B-E-R-G, has this electrolyte powder that he puts in his water.
Sure.
So I modified mine to have less sodium in it, and it works. And I don't use the reverse osmosis water anymore. I'm using a water purifier. It's like Brita, but it's different.
Sure.
I can't remember. But anyway, I'm still adding the powder because I'm just so happy with what it did for me. And I don't know if I need it in the tap water that's been gone through the filtration system, but I'm using it anyway. And
sure.
No more cramps.
Well, that's
much.
Good. I'm glad. You know, and that's the thing, folks. I mean, you should never be afraid to try to make improvements, you know, to your diet. Because even small things can have huge results.
Yes, and the other thing you were talking about the lead, back in 2000, I remember seeing a lot of dishes in the stores, like JCPenney's and other places like that, you know, major department stores. They had dishes that were red and also black that was real big back then. And I just thought, yuck, I didn't want to buy them. But then I went to a pottery class not long after that, maybe 15 years ago, and I wanted to put a glaze on it that would make the pottery turn red in the kiln. And my teacher said, please note this, he said, we don't use anything that will do that because the only thing that will turn red in the kiln is lead.
Right.
And it can leach out into whatever you're eating. So black has the lead in it, and red has the lead in it, so does brown, so does orange, so any dishes that you have with for that heat could leach the lead out of that color into your food, and that could be part of what's going on. And, you know, and all those dishes were from China, of course.
That's right.
They've been trying a million different ways to kill us or make us go crazy.
Yeah, it's really,
you
know, we've always eaten off of glass plates other than holidays. I mean, we have a set of Vilroy and Bosch that we got, you know, from my mother when we got married. We used that for holidays. But other than that, we're using glass plates. And you're right. I think, you know, the cookware and the eatingware and the utensils, you know, very significant, you know, very important.
Well,
absolutely right.
Blue is okay to use, even though they use, indigo? To make
yes.
it blue, it doesn't mm-hmm. leach into your food. I found this out from a potter, who used a lot of indigo in her work.
Yeah, I prefer blue, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty. Okay, well, thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Okay. Let's move on to our next caller here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, Kirk and John. I just wanted to say I've told myself I'll never miss the opportunity to tell people how much you need magnesium for being stressed and sad and all kind of things. It's over 200 uses in your body for magnesium, and we're all deficient because the normal is not normal. It's the normal is deficient, and I blame pizza. I got to have that pizza, you know, got to have all that cheese and all that ice cream and that milk and all that. So you get the calcium, magnesium unbalanced. That's why they have to have things on the wall in high schools for kids who go into heart problems. Yeah, it's sad. And you can get it with Epsom salt, soak your feet in it. It's really good. They come out real pink. And you, then you can take that water and put it in your plants, and they grow like mad. And so there is a fertilizer. It's called magnesium.
Yeah, I agree. I think magnesium is an excellent nutrient and one that we certainly use in our Energized Media solution and all of our water products.
Very important. Go ahead.
No, I said that I agree with you. I think magnesium is very important. You know, definitely a global deficiency, you know, for magnesium, certainly, you know, in the civilized diet. And it's a big part of what we do, you know, here at Water Revolution.
You did say that your a spigot on your Big Berkey, I'm on a Big Berkey, yours fits a Big Berkey, right?
Yes, ma'am, it does. As far as I know, I think a lot of that stuff is standard, you know, across the gravity-fed filters. There could be exception, but, I mean, we've never had an issue where, you know, someone that's purchased a stainless steel spigot has not been able to use it.
Okay, all right. I'll get in touch with you because I know I need one. All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay. In the, I think it was early to mid-1980s, U.S. Army had to change the what the troops did in basic training when it came to running. They were getting so many young soldiers breaking bones in their feet and their ankles from running that they had to do something. So they started making the soldiers wear running shoes for running instead of combat boots,
right,
which they've done since World War II or before.
Right, yeah, we wore combat boots when I was in.
Right, so look at what's the same and what's different. The running surface was the same. The boots were the same. So what was different? The bones of the troops were different. That's what was different. The sodium fluoride makes brittle bones.
It does, and so does soda and all carbonated beverages, something that everybody should avoid 100%. You know, I mean, if you need to have a little hit, you know, once in a while, you know, a small can, you know, 8 ounces every week just to feel good, I mean, that's okay. But, I mean, people that are drinking, you know, Coke and Diet Coke and other carbonated beverages every day, I mean, nothing could be worse, you know, beverage-wise. Not only are they extremely acidic, but the carbonation, you know, absolutely attacks, you know, the function and structure of the body over time and distance, you know, for sure. Not to mention the other chemicals and things that are in there, which are also horrendous of the immune system. So, an important thing to consider.
It is. Yeah. It is. Absolutely. Plus, the football coaches, the older ones, they know they can no longer push the high school or college athletes as hard as they used to, because the football players will break bones also. And that's where we are. We're making ourselves, our bodies, less strong than they used to be. It's a very tragic situation that we're doing nationwide, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's something that we all have the, you know, the potential to cure, because, you know, we're the only ones responsible for what we put into our mouth, and so we need to consider that. And it's never too late to make changes. I mean, we've got, you know, cleansing programs and things that we coach people on, and not necessarily, you know, connected to products that we sell, but just different tips and tricks and things that we've learned over the years. And I just went through a 2-week serious cleanse, you know, involving enemas and colonics and, you know, radically adjusting my diet, you know, and ratcheting back from my favorite foods. I grew up in New York, you know, primarily with Italians, and I love to eat. And I always said, you know, if I can't eat pizza and pasta and other, you know, Italian food, then I don't want to live anymore. And I guess that had taken its toll, you know, after 60 years. So I went on a radical cleanse, ratcheted back now to the live, you know, whole foods in a more regimented and disciplined way. And I feel 2,000% better now than I did 3 weeks ago. And I'm going back in now. I did cheat a little bit yesterday, but I'm going back in now for a second round. And so if anybody would like some information on that, very easy to do at home, very inexpensive to do, and great preventative.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by, hasn't it, sir?
Yes, it has.
Well, and here we are near the end. Well, you got about 2 minutes to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Okay. We've got a sale coming up in about a week, which is the annual filter cartridge sale that we do every year. It's a 20% discount for anybody that orders filter cartridges during that time. And just a little heads up, we also have a Helix Energizer sale coming up as well. And that's going to give about $150 off the price of the whole home Helix Energizer, which is available in either three-quarter or a one-inch fitment. And that's a device that actually structures and energizes all of the water in the home. And with the discount, it comes down to probably about $350. And that's going to take place here really shortly. So give us a call, check it out, and keep posted into the website, you know, which you can link through John's website when it's functioning, which I'm sure it will be now that Tim is out of the hospital. Or you can give us a call direct. Again, Kirk at Water Revolution, 336-525-1015.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Kirk. And is everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment?
It is. And you'll have to let me know when you get your simple pump. I think they said it was going to arrive Monday.
Okay. I'll look forward to getting that and getting it installed, testing it, and so forth. It'll be great. Well, thank you, Kirk. I want to thank you for being with us, and I look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Have a great week and a great weekend, John. Enjoy the weather. Okay. It's going to get warmer.
We got some warm weather the next 5 days here in South Central Missouri. Yeah, the issue of sodium fluoride is it's a national tragedy, quite frankly, what we've done to ourselves by putting this poison in our water now. Going back to the mid-1950s, I think Rochester, New York, was the first city to put sodium fluoride in drinking water. It's been a few years ago, maybe 6, 8, or 10 years ago, the mayor of Rochester found out the real truth behind the fluoridation of their drinking water supply and was very angry when the mayor found out about it, what the real deal was, how they were lied to, how they've been poisoning their own citizens for all these decades, which is happening in many large cities. Much of Europe, it's illegal to put sodium fluoride in drinking water. They got some smart people over there, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Really,
yep. Something to stay away from. You know, we've got equipment to help you do it in varying degrees. The ReadyPure is also an excellent way to reduce fluoride in the water. It's not going to remove all of it, but it's going to greatly reduce it. And you know, next to the AlkaPurity, that little countertop ReadyPure emergency filter is an excellent solution for removing all contaminants, including chemicals and all biologicals. So removes, I think, pretty much all the biologicals and a great, great amount of the chemicals.
All right. Thank you, Kirk.
Sure thing, John.
Top of our break, we'll be back with Dr. Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Happy Columbus Day. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Yes, I said Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus challenged the science of his time and was right. He did not fall off the edge of a flat earth. Instead, he charted the path to the New World, a pioneer worth celebrating. Columbus's daring journey into the unknown should be recognized as proof that science is never settled. Science should always be questioned and challenged, and anyone who says that the science is settled clearly does not understand the basic principles of science itself. Facts can only maintain their factual status if they are routinely questioned and challenged. To be fair, the indigenous people of the Americas deserve celebration too. Maybe there should be a National Indigenous Peoples Day, but it should not replace Columbus Day. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.